The traditional observance of All Saints and All Souls Day happens Wednesday and Thursday this week, which means to mark the halfway point in the fading season, when all at once we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. And though they're dedicated to the most sacred, these days of honoring the dead are often overshadowed by the colorful celebration of their eve, Halloween. But the greater mystery actually belongs to what's between them. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So when exactly does a moment of turn occur, away from the beginning toward its end? Can we sense it? Culturally, these moments were always celebrated, especially before there was a uniform calendar and communities had a more intimate and localized experience of the natural world. Now this week, in addition to this seasonal turn, known technically as cross-quarter, the planet Jupiter will make its annual opposition with the sun, rising in the east as soon as the sun sets in the west. So just as the season turns toward its end on Thursday, and the sun sets for the day, Jupiter rises up in opposition, heralding something else, a future that's about to dawn. They stand opposite one another, sun and Jupiter, and the season turns. It's really worth contemplating, maybe with these words by Edna St. Vincent Millay. The world stands out on either side, no wider than the heart is wide. Above the world is stretched the sky, no higher than the soul is high. The heart can push the sea and land further away on either hand. The soul can split the sky in two and let the face of God shine through. I'm Mary Stuart Adams.